All right. So we're going to have a conversation today concerning natural hair and black hair inside the schools. I'm Lee Edwards with After School Matters, and this is the Sports Journalism Program. We read an article today posted on NPR about Mystic Valley Regional Charter School and how they did not allow two young black women to attend their school with their natural hair. Who do we have here speaking about this topic today?
Michael Rogers.
Justin Wesley.
Jamari Anderson.
Mariah Booker.
Cherish Jefferson.
Takiyah Moore.
Ryan Brown.
So, can you all tell me what you think about the article that was read by the group?
I think that was like, that's not fair to the black students. And I think it's like a double standard, because how can the white women or white like students wear their natural hair, but black students can't?
Me personally, as a young black girl, like, who wears like weave and extensions and wears her natural hair from time to time, I feel like if I went to that school and received the type of treatment that those students received, then I would have to, like, I would either walk out or I would just have them expel me, because I feel like that's unfair. Like, everybody around me constantly has their natural hair. Those people probably don't wear extensions. And even if they do wear extensions, how can they wear extensions but I can't? Like, what's the issue with me wearing extensions versus the white girl next to me wearing extensions?
Wearing your natural hair, there's nothing wrong with it, but sometimes us black girls, we like to change it up and wear different styles, because not everybody's hair is long enough to do different styles.
But even if your hair isn't long enough, you can still wear your natural hair.
Now, part of the article, too, talked about changing hair, cutting hair, and not being allowed to do extracurricular activities. So I know that some of the men in this class as well have hair that is unique. So would any of you want to change your hair, or at least you get to cut out your waves? Or
yeah, I'm fighting.
No.
In order to do,
you think it's cutting my hair?
No, my hair isn't unsightly and repulsive.
I mean, you think black hair is unsightly?
I'm just playing. It was a joke.
Me, like, for me, my hair isn't like a trend. Weave and extensions are a trend. It's for me. It's, as black girls, we wear extensions for, we wear extensions and weaves for protective styles, to protect our natural hair, because you know what goes on, like, when those bundles and them braids come out of our hair. And I feel like if a girl decides to wear her natural hair to school, that's not a bad thing. You shouldn't shame natural hair, because everybody else around me, because their hair might be longer and straighter and not as curly as mine, so it doesn't shrivel up when their hair gets wet, doesn't mean that I should be discriminated against.
Didn't Urban Prep here in Chicago mandate that their young men have to keep their hair short?
No. Yeah, they did.
Yes,
they did.
Well,
but they went to two different campuses.
What campus did you go to?
It's a rule at all three campuses, though. Just because it wasn't enforced doesn't mean that it's not a rule.
So, like, for Bronzeville, y'all had to have waves.
No, we didn't have to have waves, but your hair couldn't be like over like 4 inches.
Y'all can have an afro.
It's just
Also, dread hairs just can't go to Urban Prep.
Yeah, you can't even have, even if your hair isn't 3 inches, you can't have dread.
I mean, at Eaglewood, they started to not care about our hair because we steady sponging our hair and stuff like that. So since like the start of my senior year, they was like, okay, you can just do whatever you want with your hair. And I just didn't do nothing. I don't usually do nothing with my hair.
Did Tim King say that, or did y'all principal or assistant principal or somebody? Because I know
Allen
Tim
said that.
Who's that?
Mr. Allen said that. Mr. Allen and Mr. Steele.
Well, who started?
Who is
Tim King? Tim King is like Barack Obama.
He's
like
the founder of Urban Pro.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
He like Donald Trump.
The president.
He's like the president.
Personally, I feel like everybody's just mad because they can't switch their hair up like we can. That's what I feel like.
Why would you want to switch it if natural is the best?
I mean, they can chop all that hair off too. Look like a skinhead for a decent while.
Look at Halle Berry.
That's not funny.
That is funny. No. She always, when she cut her hair before, after, right after she did Die Another Day.
What I'm saying is, like,
that was the best decision ever.
They can't wear. Yeah,
now she looks beautiful as ever.
But what I'm saying is, they can't wear the, like, they can't pull off the styles that we can. Like, if, say, like, a white girl go get braids, like, that won't look the same. Like, I don't know, because, like, stuff like that, like, it kind of makes me, like, upset, because, like, why is it ratchet and ghetto on us and we have to change our appearance versus on you? Okay, you cool. Like, no. Like, if you're a non-person of color and you wear culture, and you wear, like, certain things from other cultures, you should not be allowed to do that, because, like, that's not your culture. And, like, on the outside, like, what?
Okay, this right here goes with exactly what you're saying. You remember when dashikis was, like, a year ago, it really got into popularity, and then there was a little video of some white girl on Facebook.
That blew me.
She wore dashiki and, like, Jordans and had her hair braided back. Right, and people called
that cute. I'm like, that's not cute. But do y'all understand that if a black girl walked down the street with the same outfit on, you won't have, like, the same perspective. You'd be like, oh, well, that's ghetto and other negative, like, words to say. But when, like, a white girl or a person of, like, a different skin tone come down the block with the same outfit, now, it's like, oh, girl, you cute. No, you're not cute. That's still in the culture. And I don't appreciate that. What?
For a group, for a race to be talking down on black people for more than 200 years and slay them and belittle their culture, it's actually a little weird for them to, like, now come out and, like, wear the things that's a part of their culture that we take pride in with heritage, like back in the 1970s with the Black Power movement when dashikis really first start coming in. That's just, like, a no when you really think about where dashikis came from. And then for white people just come in, like, embracing it, whereas if it's a regular thing, it's like, hey, what are you doing? This is for us, not you. So it's so, like, turn some heads. You think about it on a deeper level.
Like, I get it. Black people are lit. We understand that. We've been lit since.
People should be based off of what they're raised. You don't get them on spot. You don't know how they grew up. Like, they could have grew up in a black neighborhood, and people can be black. You don't know where they come from. It shouldn't be based off what they people did in the past.
So, Brian, how do you feel about this?
You got to come over here.
Hello. What'd you say?
They want to come get my spot back. What we do, I like.
Don't put somebody down because they trying to be different.
Huh?
I can't hear you. I said, don't put nobody down because they race.
But I mean, it's like, you're not really putting nobody.
For real.
Shut up. I mean, you're not really putting nobody. I mean, it's not putting somebody down, but it's more of the fact, like, what are you doing? Like, you can sit over there and call me all types of names, but at the end of the day, we have the same hairstyle.
It's 900 years ago.
That's like me.
Technically, it is still 200 years ago. We are still going through the stuff that our ancestors went through.
Not to that extent.
Not really.
We may not be slaves, but we're slaves in our, like,
I'm not no slave in my life.
Like,
death
is a new slavery.
Huh?
Death?
Debt.
Oh, I thought you said death.
Even white people in it, so.
But that don't.
I think y'all being just as racist as they was before.
What you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Because y'all talk about they can't do this, they can't do this, and they can't do
black
that.
I'm not lynching white people.
black people can't be racist.
I can't be racist. I got white marks on. It's not fair to me.
It's not possible.
Y'all can't be talking about.
First of all, I'm not lynching white people. I'm not going around with a can of black spray paint spray painting the word cracker on their garages and stuff.
That's not all they did.
Well, a few months ago, back in the Beverly neighborhood, one of the white neighborhoods on the far south side.
They lynched a black
woman? No. Someone went up to a black property and literally spray painted the word nigger on their garage.
Do you want to know how black people, I don't know, you want to know how black people can't be racist? Like, this whole conversation started on how two black girls weren't allowed to wear their hairstyles at a school.
Black,
like, that's racist. There are not white people trying who work their whole lives to get into black schools, and they're not allowed to wear their hairstyles or do things that make them feel, like, culturally at home. That's the real definition of racism. Like, it's just, you, it's not, you can't be racist to a white person. I don't get it. Like, you can be prejudiced.
People be racist.
You can be prejudiced because it's a difference. It's a difference.
I have race.
It's a difference between prejudice and racism.
What about cultural appropriation, though?
So, okay. When we turn heads when you see a white girl walking down the street like a dashiki, Jordans, and cornrows, how would you feel like, say, if a black person with dreadlocks came down walking the street wearing like a Roman or a Greece outfit or something, like a Celtic costume or Celtic outfit?
I mean, like, it's not.
How would you feel about that? It's like a black person wearing clothes from white people.
It's not
culture.
The same thing because. Black people do that every day. Like, when we were in, like, since we've been in this country, we've been taught to assimilate into the dominant society and the dominant culture. So you can't even make that comparison, because what do black people strive for? To get all the designers, the Gucci, Louis, all that stuff. That stuff came from who? That stuff came from white people. Then white people don't even like black people.
Yeah, because the guy with Louis Vuitton and Versace, a lot of people they who made the name brands, they say they do not like black
people. Yeah, like Tommy Hilfiger said, if he knew black people would wear his clothes, he wouldn't have made the clothes.
And then
they get a nice profit off it.
And they get a nice profit off of black people.
What? These are my friends.
Y'all heard about the Timberland tree?
We gotta go.
It's a poplar tree.
We don't gotta go.
I just see people was lunch on.